Hello, 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 and welcome to Dose of Lay podcast. I am Halle Monique, your host who indeed, honey, does the absolute most. And per usual, I am so ecstatic to be here. You guys, you know I love coming on here chatting with y'all, you know, giving y'all a little tea, giving y'all a little word. So I am super happy on this Sunday to be back in front of this mic. Just, you know, giving y'all a little something for the week, all right? It is Labor Day weekend, so I do have an extra day off of work on tomorrow. Praise ye the King, okay? Because I was so excited for school to start for these kids, and now I'm crying every day. I'm really not, but on the inside, I kind of am. It's so much, y'all. My cup runneth over, and my plate is full. So I am grateful, but the girl is stressed, okay? She is stressed, yes, with a K, not a T. She's stressed, all right? So today's episode is titled, Something Happens When I Pray. And when I tell y'all, that is a little bit of my testimony. It absolutely is. I am so excited to get into this episode and break down to y'all what exactly prayer is, why people do or don't pray, and, you know, just explore a little bit more in this episode about what we can do to better our prayer life and why it is so important, okay? So I chose this topic because, again, it is extremely important. Prayer is something that I cannot go without personally. I absolutely cannot. That communication and that communion is absolutely necessary for me to stay above the water, okay? Sometimes we doggy paddling. Sometimes we backstroking. Sometimes we butterflying. But all three of them times, we're praying, okay? We got to stay above water. So keeping that connection open between you and God is so very important. And when I tell y'all, it is life-changing. It is life-changing. So, first of all, just to break down for some of you, in case you're wondering, you know, what exactly is prayer, or what do y'all think that I consider prayer is? Prayer is literally that communication and that communion confiding in God. Prayer does not look one way. A lot of people are hesitant to pray or feel as though they are undeserving of having that communication with God because they haven't prayed in so long, or they don't know how, they don't know what to say. Sometimes prayer isn't even the words that come out of your mouth, but sometimes it's the thoughts in your mind. It's those thoughts that are in your mind in those silent moments. You know, sometimes we're in so much pain or we're stressed to no end and we don't have the words, and that's perfectly fine because our Father who art in heaven, he knows his children's voices. He knows their needs. He knows our wants. He knows. So that's why we have to be careful of the thoughts that we have also, because the opposite of faith is worrying. So when you have thoughts of worry, of stress, a wandering mind, that's where the devil attacks us first, you guys. So if you perseverate, which means focus on the negative things, the things that are bothering you, the things that you're scared are going to happen, you're literally praying for them to happen. You understand? So the same energy you put into being positive, the same energy you put into, you know, giving all of your worries unto God, when you hold on to those things and you continue to think about them and have full on daydreams about the negative things that can happen, you're bringing those things into fruition. So there again are many different types of prayer. There's different forms of prayer. One being adoration and praise. So you praying and praising the Lord, you glorifying God's name, that is a way of showing that you love the Lord, and it's also a form of prayer. Another form of prayer is confession. So when you are giving that tea to the Lord, you know he done seen it already, he done heard it already, but when you get on them knees, you let him know, like, Lord, your child out here doing a little bit too much, you know, reel me back on in. I done did X, Y, and Z. For one, that cleanses your heart because it gets those things up off of you. You know, we carry so much at times and it just feels good to be able to release them. So confessing is a form of prayer. Another form is thanksgiving. Just showing love. Just showing love to God for the love that he's shown to you. Just thanking him. And I have made that a huge habit in my life, where I thank him for every little thing. It could be me finding my rubber band for my hair on the floor. Well, we ain't using no rubber band in my hair because I'm currently bald head, but that's my business. But yeah, finding a little scrunchie on the floor that you needed, a clip for your hair, finding a close parking spot, finding $2 on the ground, getting paid, being able to pay your bills, even if it leaves you with zero in your account, a negative balance. Thank God that you are able to pay your bills. You get so upset, and I'm saying you because it's we. We'll get upset like, dang, I gotta pay that light bill. Dang, I gotta pay that water bill. You are blessed to be able to have those bills, my love. You are blessed to be able, and some people do not grasp that. And that's not really a great place to be, okay? The next place or the next form of prayer that I'm going to talk about is petition. Putting something in to God and saying, hey, this is the deal, Lord. This is the job that I feel will provide for me and my family. Putting in a petition for a person. Father God, I want you to touch this person's life, this person's heart, this person's mind. They're going through a hard time. Petitioning and through supplication, that is another form of prayer. Additionally, meditation and listening. I watched something, one of my podcasts that I really enjoy watching. I haven't really watched them in a while, but these two guys I enjoy watching, two brothers in Christ. I mentioned them last episode, actually, and I believe I said I was going to tag them in the bottom of my podcast to let y'all know, you know, who they are and stuff. But they had an episode on prayer, and it was astounding, to say the least. It was absolutely amazing. But one of them, he considers himself to be a prayer warrior, okay? He goes into that war room. He get down. He get grimy with it, okay? He done seen some things, been through some things. He done had some things up on top of him because of his prayer life, okay? He's been attacked because of his prayer life. But he spoke vividly about how when he first started, you know, growing in Christ and accepting, you know, the calling he had on his life when it came to intercessory prayer and just being a prayer warrior overall, he spoke about how it started off with him not saying a word. God kept waking him up at like 3 a.m. every morning. And if you know, you know. That 3 a.m., that 4 a.m., that's them hours, y'all. People be doing some things within them hours, okay? And I ain't talking about no grown folk stuff. I'm talking about some witchcraft stuff, okay? Yeah, that's them hours. So the Lord kept waking him up in those hours, and he was commanded to just be quiet. So for the longest, his prayer in that morning time was him listening, him downloading what Christ wanted him to do, what the Lord wanted him to do, him being still. That was his prayer for the longest. And then it advanced from there to God telling him to do things. God, you know, putting him on a path and giving him instruction. And, you know, sometimes that's the hardest thing for us. It's not finding the words to say to God. It's not even us struggling to find the words to say to people. We have too many words at times. It's us being still. It's us being quiet. It's us biting that tongue and being disciplined enough to hear. Because if we're too busy talking, if we're too busy asking, if we're too busy, quote unquote, praying, how are we going to hear what God has to say? And we think because we go to God and say, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that. Lord, do this for me. Lord, please, if you do this for me, I'll never do this again. Lord, please get me out this trial. I promise you I'll do right. I promise you I'll go to church. When are we going to close our mouths and listen? We say that we can't hear God or God hasn't answered our prayers. But were we listening? We have to train our ears to hear. And that's another important part of why we need to learn how to pray. Because without learning that skill and without being disciplined in that, how are we going to be trained to hear his voice, to know the difference between our thoughts, our wants, our needs, and his voice? How do we know what's the difference between what we're telling ourselves and what he's trying to tell us? So that's a big reason why we have to strengthen our prayer life and really not just speak what we want, but listen to hear what God wants for us. Listen to hear the answer to our prayers. We so often think that we don't get an answer when we were just running our mouth a little bit too much. Thank God. We got to slow it down. And when I say we, I'm talking about me. Because when I tell you, the girl can talk, the girl has a gift of gab. And it is not always good. And I will tell you, you know, as I've strengthened my relationship with God and just grown as a person, you know, as of recently, I have really learned that that is a great tool and a great strength. Silence. Silence is powerful in so many different ways and for so many different reasons. But I could have a whole episode on that alone. So let's move right on along, okay? So I also quickly want to mention, you know, the secular or spiritual practices that resemble prayer, things like mindfulness and affirmations. You guys, I don't personally see anything wrong with affirmations. I feel like, you know, we should build ourselves up. We should speak positive words. We should speak what we seek. I absolutely do believe that. I feel like that is a great tool for you just to start your day off, for you to just put yourself in the proper mindset. When it comes to things like mindfulness and all of those things, it is another form of prayer, just not really submitted unto God. So many people, you know, look for these different spiritual tools, spiritual routes. But the reason why they never find what they're looking for is because they're doing everything they can. And the one thing that is going to change it all is them including God in that. So just be mindful, no pun intended, be mindful of the things that you submit yourself to. Be mindful of the practices that you choose for yourself and things of that sort. Now, I will say also, you know, I know a lot of people think or have different judgments of different things and practices. Like some people believe that yoga is of the devil and it's a satanic ritual, things of that sort. I don't personally think that. I mean, argue with your mama. I'm not here to argue with nobody, okay? That's why it's Dose of Lay podcast, right? But I don't feel that way. I also feel like it is about your intention in certain things that you do. I feel like the world puts that satanic twist on things or puts that negative light on things when, you know, you could really use anything on this earth to glorify God. So there's, you know, for each its own, but we love God over here, period. Moving right along. So practical approaches for some of us who are beginners and some of us who are experienced. You know, we can start just by structured prayers. Some of us, if we don't feel like we have the words to formulate, learn the prayers that are already written, like the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, Thou art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Start off with learning that. Speak that every day, you know? And then once you're comfortable with knowing that, then maybe you could get into like free form or conversational prayer. For me talking to God is a conversation every time. The way I'm talking to y'all is the way I talk to God. He knows his child. I try to come to him with the utmost respect, but we're talking, okay? We're talking and we're communing. Like we sitting right here together. I feel like that's the most natural and real way that I can approach the Father. Also journaling, silent prayer, and prayer walks. So I am a big journaler. I'm saying that as if I journal every day. I do not journal every day anymore, but I am a writing girly, okay? I've had so many journals since I was a kid. Writing is a huge outlet for me. It's always helped me. And my diaries and journals are always a mix between me giving the tea and me talking to the Lord. So I definitely can see that as being a prayer too. Anytime I write in my journal, it is me talking to the Lord. It's me seeking the Lord. And it's also cool for me. I know journaling isn't for everyone, but it's also cool for me to look back. You know, I can go back and look at a year ago and see, you know, what exactly I was talking about or what exactly was I praying about? What exactly, you know, was I petitioning for a year ago and what's changed? And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, so much in my life has changed in such a short amount of time. Like it really blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. So, you know, I feel like tips for overcoming that awkwardness or the distraction when praying, it comes from you doing it over and over and over again. Like learning to ride a bike, learning to swim. Anything that is new to you is going to be uncomfortable at first. But you also have to wash away that feeling of you're not good enough to go to the Father. You are. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Talk to him. Express to him what you want. Express to him what you need. And I promise you, continue to do it and he will guide your path. I'm telling you. So I spoke about journaling. Silent prayer, that's also your thoughts. What I told y'all about what you're thinking. I feel like we do that without even knowing. And then prayer walks. That's something that I feel like I would like to implement into my prayer life because the girl need to get outside. She do. She needs to get to walking, all right? I'm 33, y'all. I need to get my body moving again so I can just be the best I can be. And why not talk to the Lord while I'm doing it? Because I'm going to be playing my good little gospel tunes in my ear, all right? So I might as well, you know, be talking to God on the way. So that's something that I'm willing to try. I want y'all to choose which one works best for y'all and let me know what works best for y'all or what you've done in the past or what you would like to challenge yourself to do, you know, soon after hearing this. Okay. Let me know. Hit your girl up. Let me know. Moving on, you know, some people want to know if prayer works. If you're going to ask me, I'm going to tell you. 100,000% prayer works. It absolutely works. And no matter the route that you choose, even if you choose to get onto prayer apps, you know, read books about prayer, you know, do something that is traditional to your family or that your grandmother, the style your grandmother chose to pray, the style your mother chose to pray, like do what works for you. But I promise you, whichever one you choose and stay consistent in, it is going to work. Like the fruit in my life alone is proof. Okay. I be trying to balance how much tea to give y'all because God really be moving for real. Like he really, really, really does his big one. And I can say right now, the biggest thing that has changed or the biggest prayer that has changed in my life recently has been in regards to relationships. I have, y'all know, because I done gave the tea previously, I got out of a serious relationship a little over a year ago, and that is the person that I saw myself being with. I was willing to do the work. I was really willing to stay there and really make it work until the Lord said, uh-uh, my girl, we not doing this. This just not for you. So he separated me from that situation, and that put me on my journey of just growing closer to God. I became a girl who just stayed in communion with God. I told him, Lord, whatever you want me to do, that's what I'm gonna do. Whatever you want me to say, that's what I'm gonna say. And when I tell you I've not let up since. And it is specific prayers that I prayed when asking God to put a specific type of person in my life that had specific traits. And, you know, TikTok has so many trends, y'all. The internet has so many trends. I saw one where it was saying, like, you know, give God a password. Like, you know, let him know I'm going to know my mate by him quoting John 3:16 to me. I didn't want to do none of that, y'all, because for one, I feel like Christianity is so much of a trend now. And there's so many, like, quote unquote, popular prayers. I could tell the Lord any type of prayer just because a man comes up to me in the grocery store and says that his grandmother installed John 3:16 into him and that's his favorite prayer. That is not my man. That does not mean that is your person. That just, so my password was me telling the Lord, give me somebody who ain't gonna play with me or about me. Let me know that that person is for me by their actions, by their fruit, by the way that they approach me and by the way that they are consistent in their pursuit of me, by the way that they are growing towards you and growing with me. Let me know my person by that. And when I tell y'all, I think the Lord really done showed up and showed out. I'm gonna just leave that right there. But I will say, literally, things that I have prayed for in this past year, things that I have put a petition into the Lord and said, God, this is what I want, this is what I need, I now see in front of me. Me turning into this person and growing into this person that is behind this mic as we speak, that is the fruit of my prayers. So much has changed in my life. I have told y'all before, when things started shifting in my life and I started growing closer to Christ, things like alcohol, no longer had a taste for it. Your girl's not smoking a piece of marijuana, hasn't in so long, okay? The things that are of the world that I once enjoyed, she's not doing those things, okay? And I'm not here to judge anybody who does that, honey. If that's your thing, that's your thing. I tell y'all all the time, don't stop nothing until you feel convicted about it. And you, my love, will know when you're convicted about it. But these are things that I didn't even really ask God for. I just said, make me more like you. Increase in me and decrease me in me, okay? Fill me up with you and let me go. And literally those things started to leave me in certain areas and in, you know, out and about. No longer want to be in those places. And it's crazy because I realized, and I said this to someone recently, all of the things that God freed me from, I never really cared for anyway. Like really thinking about it, I was never like in a stronghold by any of the things I let go. You know, the way I spoke, I wasn't tied to that. When I tell you I had a potty mouth, your girl, them F words and them B words, them were some of my favorite words, honey. When I tell you spewing them, except around my mom and daddy, because I do not cuss around my mom and daddy, never have, never will. I might have slipped like twice in life, and it was in dire situations of me being highly frustrated. But in general, I do not cuss around my parents. They not no cussing people, honey, and I respect them for that. Not in them house, not in that house. Mm-mm. But yeah, the girl had a potty mouth. The girl partook in celebratory activities and substances, okay? I did. But I never was like, oh, I just got to have a drink. Oh, I just got to hit this. Or, I was never that girl. So when God took the taste for those things away from me naturally, it just like revealed to me that I am becoming the person God has always set me out to be. He has set me apart for a reason. You know, and none of us are perfect. It's not about perfection. It's about the effort, and it's about choosing to be disciplined in those things. If we can be disciplined to the things that don't matter for real in life, we can be disciplined when it comes to the things that are really going to help us be our best. And one of those things is prayer. So I really want to challenge you guys to pick one of the different forms of prayer that we spoke about today, and really this week set out and try to really commune with God. I promise you this is something that is life changing. I'm gonna tell y'all like I tell my churn. I don't talk about what I don't know, okay? I only talk about what I know about, all right? If I don't know, I am not going to speak on it. I will tell y'all I am clueless of that subject, but we could go to Google or ChatGPT real quick, okay? I don't mind asking somebody, you know, about a certain subject. I don't mind Googling something to learn more about it. The girl loves knowledge. I love words. I love knowledge. I love random facts. So I'm not on here just spewing stuff just to spew stuff. It really was put on my heart for you guys to really get into prayer for yourselves, for your family, for the lives that you guys want. We have to really plug into the source, and we really have to be mindful of what our source is, because we so often are looking for something and we don't get filled by it. And then you look back and you wonder why you're still empty, because you didn't invite God into it. You wonder why things are failing for you. You didn't invite God into it. You're wondering why the job didn't last. You didn't consult God on it. You're wondering why the relationship didn't last. You didn't include God in it. So guys, let's sharpen up. Let's get it together, okay? I love y'all real bad. Real, real bad. So I'm going to close this one out with a scripture for you guys to hold on to for the week. It is Philippians 4:6-7. This is the NIV version. I'm more of a New King James Version girl, but you know, this one break it down for everyone to understand real clear and concise. So Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This passage just beautifully captures the essence of prayer as a source of peace and trust, especially in anxious and uncertain times. And we are living in anxious and uncertain times, you guys. So I want y'all to be truly blessed by this episode. Again, I love y'all real bad. And it is your girl, Halle Monique, signing out.